offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 85 degrees in Topeka, 86 here in Lawrence. The time is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, teaching Jayhawk Theater major since 1923 and working to secure the next 100 years through its Centennial Production Fund. More at kuendowment.org/centennial fund.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, get you an update of news headlines. We will tell you more about the crisis facing first-time home buyers in cities like Albuquerque. I know it's a problem around here as well. We will also hear from reporter Noah Taborda. He investigated the situation surrounding rural hospitals in Kansas. More are at risk of closure in Kansas than any other state. Changes at the federal level are further complicating things. That leaves hospital officials planning for the future.
We have to do what's right beyond our individual hospitals. We have to do what's right for regions.
Noah takes a look at plans that the hospitals have to survive the coming years. Coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world. Open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Still quite warm tomorrow. Highs in the lower 80s. It's 85 degrees in Topeka and 85 in Manhattan. It's 3:20.
Provide health insurance to employees for nothing.
Healthy employees make for a productive workforce and also a place where our teams want to come to work every day.
How one company found a solution on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition with Steve Inskeep, Layla Fadel, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners that dental health is closely linked to overall health and to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
News headlines are coming up next. Lows tonight in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high in the lower 80s. We will continue to see highs in the 80s up until the weekend. It's 3:30.
Election. I just don't believe Senator Markey should be running for another six-year term at 80 years old.
Moulton says he agrees on most issues with Markey, who was first elected to Congress in 1976 and is a leader of the party's progressive wing. This is one of several Democratic congressional races across the country being fought along generational lines. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Brooks in Boston.
On Wall Street, stocks finish mixed today. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Chief Justice of the Kansas Supreme Court will not be on the bench when the court convenes later this month. Chief Justice Marla Lukert is taking a leave of absence for medical reasons. While she's gone, the next most senior justice, Eric Rosen, will take on the Chief Justice's duties. KSNT reports the October docket includes 15 cases that will be heard over 4 days, beginning October 27th. Kansas is one of 22 states experiencing a recession, according to a recent report from Moody's. The financial services report considered factors like job growth and farm values. Declining crop prices and uncertainty over tariffs also contribute to the state's vulnerability. But not all economists are in agreement on this. Becca Selby Leach directs the Center for Economic Development and Business Research at Wichita State University. She says unemployment in Kansas is ticking up, but not as quickly as the national rate.
Hearing from several different economists with different takes on it is a good way to go. It is possible we're in a recession, but I don't think panicking about it at this stage is warranted.
A recession is a decline in economic activity that lasts more than a few months. A report in August named Kansas as the third most vulnerable state to a recession, behind Alaska and Mississippi. The attorney representing the man accused of murdering a Kansas priest is asking for a hearing to determine whether his client is competent to stand trial. Gary Lee Hermesh is charged with murdering Father Arul Karasala in Seneca last April. KMBC reports Hermesh's attorney filed the request for a competency hearing yesterday. According to an affidavit, authorities say Hermesh admitted to shooting the priest at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church. After the shooting, Hermesh reportedly went to the Nemaha County Sheriff's Office, confessed to the crime, and asked to be arrested. A hearing on the motion for a competency hearing has not yet been scheduled. Mostly clear skies in the forecast tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low in the lower 60s. We have a 30% chance of rain on Friday, and we're expecting a high in the lower 80s. There's an 80% chance of rain on Friday night. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR comes from...
Price there is much more reasonable, around $350,000. That might mean a bit of a commute if you work in the city, but for a first home, it might be worth it.
That's NPR's Scott Newman. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Kansas has more rural hospitals at risk of closure than any other state, according to one estimate. Further complicating things is that in 2028, Medicaid reimbursement rates will start decreasing. But as NOAA Taborda reports, a change to a state tax will give a few years of cushion for struggling hospitals in order to implement long-term strategies.
Nearly every seat is taken, even if it looks a little different. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda in Parsons.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors influencing it, and their connection to public policy. You'll find this story and more like it at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, celebrating 90 years of smiles, memories, wildlife conservation, and education. Open daily from 9 to 5. Calendar of events and ticket information is found at topekazoo.org.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11:30 at 824 New Hampshire in downtown Lawrence, April through November, rain or shine. More information available at lawrencefarmersmarket.org.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines. Then we'll tell you all about arguments at the Supreme Court today. Arguments from both sides in a Louisiana redistricting case that many analysts say could lead to a major change in the landmark 1965 Voting Rights Act. Nina Totenberg will talk about it coming right up on KPR. It's 10 minutes before 4.
For NPR comes from this station. And from the University of Maryland Libraries, home to the NPR Archives, dedicated to preserving the history of public broadcasting and serving researchers around the world. More at lib.umd.edu. From Procter & Gamble, maker of ZzzQuil, with a range of products designed to relieve occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep. Learn more at ZzzQuil.com. And from the NPR Wine Club, now shipping to additional states. Whether purchasing a few wines or joining the wine club, Every purchase supports NPR. Available to adults 21 or older. NPRWineClub.org. This is NPR.
Lawmakers, activists, professors, musicians, scientists, parents, friends, and neighbors hear from them all weekday mornings on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can catch Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow right here on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence and 83 in Emporia. It's 4 o'clock.
Is available at SciSimsFoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Watkins Museum of History, presenting their 50th anniversary party, Keeping History Alive Since 75. November 20th, 5:30 to 10:30 at Abe and Jake's Landing. Tickets and details at watkinsmuseum.org.
It's 87 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Emporia, 84 in Atchison. It is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KJHK and their 50th birthday celebration featuring American jazz-influenced indie rock musician May Simonez at the Granada, October 16th. Doors open 7 p.m., show at 8 p.m. Tickets at granada.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, volunteers with ties to the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing have stepped up to give tours at the National Memorial there. As park rangers have been furloughed during the government shutdown, we will also learn more about the Delaware Supreme Court hearing oral arguments in an argument over Tesla's record-setting compensation package for Elon Musk. That story and much more still to come, plus news headlines. It's all awaiting you here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting Soundwaves, an evening celebrating all things audio, Thursday, November 6th, featuring speakers from the industry, curated audio equipment, food and drink. More information at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have classical music for you with Destiny. Tonight, a Haydn string quartet, some Mussorgsky, and one or two of the most epic fanfares you've ever heard. We are promised it's evening classical with Destiny, 7 to 9 p.m. on KPR One. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stay tuned at 7 o'clock for the Moth Radio Hour. Low temperatures tonight down in the lower 60s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the lower 80s. Lows in the lower 60s tomorrow night. It's 4:20.
NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your hosts will be Steve Inskeep, Layla Fadel, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
News headlines are coming up next. Warm afternoon here in Northeast Kansas for October. 87 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Topeka. It's 4:30.
Housing experts, like Tennessee State University professor Ken Chilton, doubt this approach will work without serious financial backing.
Who's going to pay for all this? If we really want to solve this problem, the federal government's not going to give us the money. State government's not going to give us the money. We've got to be more innovative and creative.
Chilton.
That's Cynthia Abrams reporting. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Chief Justice of the Kansas Supreme Court will not be on the bench when the court convenes later this month. Chief Justice Marla Lukert is taking a leave of absence for medical reasons. While she's gone, the next most senior justice, Eric Rosen, will be taking on the Chief Justice's duties. KSNT reports the October docket includes 15 cases that will be heard over 4 days beginning October 27th. Kansas is one of 22 states experiencing a recession, according to a recent report from Moody's. The financial services report considered factors like job growth and farm values. Declining crop prices and uncertainty over tariffs also contribute to the state's vulnerability. But not all economists are in agreement on this. Becca Selby-Leach directs the Center for Economic Development and Business Research at Wichita State University. She says unemployment in Kansas is ticking up, but not as fast as the national rate.
Hearing from several different economists with different takes on it is a good way to go. It is possible we're in a recession, but I don't think panicking about it at this stage is warranted.
A recession is a decline in economic activity that lasts more than a few months. A report in August named Kansas as the third most vulnerable state to a recession, behind Alaska and Mississippi. Police say they have located the woman whose abduction was caught on a home surveillance video. The video, which was released on Monday, shows the woman approaching a Wichita home when a man grabbed her from behind and walked her back to the street. Police say the woman is now safe and was not injured. KSNT reports she is 35 years old and lives in the neighborhood where the incident occurred. Police believe it was a case of domestic violence. A 22-year-old man has been arrested in connection with the incident and is facing charges of aggravated battery, strangulation, domestic simple battery, and criminal restraint. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the lower 80s. Down to the lower 60s tomorrow night. We have a 30% chance of rain on Friday during the day, an 80% chance of rain on Friday night. Highs in the lower 80s and lows in the upper 50s. You're listening to KPR and the time is 4:35.
Support for NPR.
Morning before you're fully awake. Who and why, you wonder, at this hour? For something you want to hear first thing, tune into Morning Edition. We'll get you up to date on the day's biggest headlines and bring you unexpected stories that make you smile. Listen whenever you're ready, weekday mornings from NPR News.
5 to 9 a.m., that's the time frame. You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow here on KPR. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. We're also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan, lots of other frequencies all around the state, and always online, streaming worldwide at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
Get you an update of news headlines at 5:01. In this next half hour, the ceasefire in Gaza seems to be holding for the most part, but humanitarian groups are worried about Israel limiting the amount of aid they're allowed to deliver.
We are desperate that the feeding and treatment of people is not turned into a victim of the political struggle.
We'll learn more from David Miliband, head of the International Rescue Committee, coming right up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from I2S at KU, developing and researching new technologies, educating technology professionals, and providing service to the region and nation. More at i2sresearch.ku.edu.
It's 87 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Abilene, 83 in Chanute. It's 10 minutes before 5.
This is all.
And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
Running late in the morning? It happens. You can still start your day feeling pulled together. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
5 to 9 a.m. is the time. Morning Edition is the show. Matthew Algio will be your local host tomorrow on KPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. If you have a smart speaker, just tell it to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 87 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 5 o'clock.
Is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
It's 86 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Topeka. It's 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines, of course. Then, the state of Kansas has more rural hospitals at risk of closure than any other state. Changes at the federal level are further complicating things, and that leaves Kansas hospital officials planning for the future.
We have to do what's right beyond our individual hospitals. We have to do what's right for regions.
How hospital officials are hoping to survive the changes coming up in just about 25 minutes here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
Stick around following All Things Considered on your KPR One stations this evening. We have a midweek selection of classics and romantics in store for you. It's Evening Classical with Destiny from 7 to 9 p.m. If you're joining us on KPR Two, hang tight for the Moth Radio Hour. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine. Still pretty warm for this time of year. Highs in the lower 80s. It's 85 degrees in Topeka, 82 in Abilene. It is 5:20.
News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your local host will be Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Culinaria in Lawrence, serving Mediterranean-inspired cuisine, wine, and craft cocktails. Open for happy hour and dinner Wednesday through Saturday and Sunday brunch. Menus and more at culinariafoodandwine.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 85 degrees in Topeka, 84 in Manhattan, 82 in Emporia. It's 5:30.
To come here during the shutdown, still get that message. For NPR News, I'm Abigail Sikowski in Oklahoma City.
And you're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Chief Justice of the Kansas Supreme Court will not be on the bench when the court convenes later this month. Chief Justice Marla Lukert is taking a leave of absence for medical reasons. While she is gone, the second most senior justice, Eric Rosen, will take on the Chief Justice's duties. KSNT reports the October docket includes 15 cases that will be heard over 4 days, beginning October 27th. District Judge Ryan Rosauer has found probable cause that former Marion Police Chief Gideon Cody had committed the crime of interfering with the judicial process in a case connected to raids on a newspaper and the publisher's home in August of 2023. The Kansas Reflector reports that Cody is accused of telling witness Carrie Newell to delete text messages the two exchanged before, during, and after the raids on the Marion County Record, editor-publisher Eric Myers' home, and the home of City Councilwoman Ruth Herbel. The incidents drew international attention. Cody entered a not guilty plea and Rosauer scheduled a trial for February. Cody is not being tried for the raids themselves. More families of kindergartners in Kansas are opting out of vaccinations for non-medical reasons. Jody Fortino reports.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports the number of kindergartners with vaccine exemptions increased from about 3% in the 2023-2024 school year to more than 3.5% last year. The rate of kindergartners who received their required vaccines to attend public schools increased slightly last year to nearly 90%. But there are statewide disparities. The Kansas Reflector reports that 22 counties had vaccination rates at less than 75%. The percentage of kindergartners vaccinated against measles, mumps, and rubella is down by nearly 4% since the 2019-2020 school year. I'm Jody Fortino.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 80s. Down to the lower 60s. Tomorrow night, we do finally get a chance of rain on Friday. 30% chance of rain during the day. 80% chance of rain on Friday night with lows in the upper 50s. This is KPR, and it's 5:35.
Support for NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The state of Kansas has more rural hospitals at risk of closure than any other state, according to one estimate. Further complicating matters is that in 2028, Medicaid reimbursement rates will start decreasing. But as Noah Taborda reports, a change to a state tax will give a few years of cushion for struggling hospitals in order for them to implement long-term strategies.
Nearly every seat is an emergency hospital. He noted that several towns in southeast Kansas have one or more emergency medical services units. What if, he wonders, they could combine them, or at the very least, streamline them?
We have to do what's right beyond our individual hospitals. We have to do what's right for regions.
Maybe these ideas don't work at all. Maybe they aren't feasible. But it can't hurt to have the conversation, Williams says. Ultimately, he's confident Kansans will find ways to maintain sufficient health care, even if it looks a little different. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda in Parsons.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors influencing it, and their connection to public policy. You'll find this story and more like it at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Arts Center presenting The Children of Lear, an Irish dance story, Friday, October 17th and October 18th. Tickets and information at lawrenceartscenter.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay tuned. A whole nother hour and 11 minutes of All Things Considered still to come. We will get you an update of news headlines, then hear from Nina Totenberg to explain today's oral arguments at the U.S. Supreme Court. This is all over a Louisiana redistricting case that could lead to a major change in the 1965 Voting Rights Act.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org.
We're expecting lows in the lower 60s tonight, highs in the lower 80s tomorrow. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 6.
This is All Things Considered.
And from the NPR Wine Club, now shipping to additional states. Whether purchasing a few wines or joining the wine club, every purchase supports NPR. Available to adults 21 or older. NPRWineClub.org. This is NPR.
Listen while you make breakfast or drop off the kids. Listen for a quiet moment to yourself. Listen for an informed start to your day. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.